Yeah, I thought we played well today. I thought it was a polished performance away from home. We restricted them to very few chances. I think they had one 25 yarder, and then obviously at the end where they went a bit more direct. It was always going to be a threat, you know, for that for the last 15 minutes. But I thought the players stuck to their jobs, and yeah, I thought it was a good performance from Barnet today.
It was a difficult game at times. It was a bit even between the two sides, but it was one moment of real quality that was ever going to win the game, and it was a great piece of quality from John Akindo to coolly dispatch it past the keeper after skinning up a defender.
Yeah, you know, that's what John does best, that spacing behind. That's what he does best. I'm not sure why the referee decided not to give the penalty when Mauro was past their fullback into their box, going towards their goal, and he fell over, and the ref said play on. I'm not sure why that happened. And in the second half, when Bat was through after an Akindo header across the 6-yard box, Sean got shoved from 8 yards out, flat onto the floor, and he was about to knock it in, and the ref didn't give that one. But I suppose I'll have to get myself over to the, you know, 51 now. I suppose I'll have to get my eyesight sorted out, because I just thought they were clear penalties, but clearly something must have changed.
There was a few questionable decisions by the referee, and I saw you quite frustrated with one decision to award Mansfield a free kick for what seemed like nothing in the first half. You took your jumper off in frustration. It almost cost the game, though. Got lucky there, I suppose.
I think it's best we just don't comment on the referee. It's unfair for me to do that.
Yeah.
It's very quick for them when it's happening. I thought he did get a few things wrong today.